Buy or Bust. And now, another thrilling episode of Buy or Bust on The Revolution with Jim and Trav. Brought to you by Cabela's at Cabela's.com.
It's time for Buy or Bust.
Pushed off.
Pushed off!
Sounds like you closed the door.
Pushed off! Pushed off. All right, so we are talking about...
God bless you.
Thank you. You remind me of Ninja Gelly with John Belushi.
I don't know what that is. All right, the Cabela's Ushtov Pro 8-Piece Butcher Kit. Now, actually, Mrs. Bunny does have this.
I do.
And this is... Don't yawn.
I'm sorry.
I thought
keeping
talking
all
about
you people up.
Talking about butchering things would like wake her up. all right, so no, this is actually really nice. And so if you are a hunter and you do your own butchering, you need a good set of tools to do your butchering with. If you want to do a good job and be efficient and have nice cuts of meat,
but
it
also,
is essential.
It also makes it more time effective. You know, you sit there and hack at something forever because you don't have a sharp knife. It takes longer than your meat's chewed up. And you're right. I mean, you do a more effective job if you have a good set of knives.
Yeah, and you don't realize it. You know, we're talking about knives and so forth, but you got a nice pair of scissors in here. And how often when you're doing a chicken or game birds and so forth, you really need that pair of scissors.
And you need a haircut.
That's it.
So like, God bless it, I need a haircut.
Ushtov.
You go, Ushtov! All right, so we are talking about the Cabela's Ushtov Pro 8-Piece Butcher Kit. Once again, Mrs. Bunny does have this. Now, if anybody knows about Ushtov,
everything.
Good old German knife. I think they've been around since like 1814? Is that right? Something
after
like that?
Something like that.
1814. They've been, company's been around for like 200 plus years.
Really?
So obviously, yeah.
They know how to make knives.
They're those good old German folks. They like their beer.
Yeah, and their knives.
And their knives. No. What is those little rolls they eat?
Beer rocks?
Beer rocks.
Yeah, beer rocks.
Beer rock?
Beer rocks?
Beer rock?
Something like that.
B-I-E. Beer rock.
Yeah, beer rock.
Yeah.
He said beer rock.
Yeah, like, it's a beer rock.
Be bad. Be rock.
Beer rocks are German?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I've had them a lot, though.
It sounded good.
All right, so anyways, so what this does, let's talk about what this
said. Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
Sprechen Sie Deutsch? No, I learned my German from Hogan's Heroes.
I know nothing.
And then also Smokey and the Bandit. All right, so no, this includes...
Damn, German's got nothing to do with it.
Let me tell you this. A 3.5-inch trimming paring knife. And all of these are so stinking sharp. And what I like, too, is the blades are very flexible. Yet rigid, if that makes sense. Because, you know, if you have something that's too flexible, it's really hard to cut. If it's too rigid, it breaks.
Yeah, and I like this because when you're boning, when you're taking those thigh bones and so forth out of the hindquarters,
yeah,
it's so nice just to be able to work around that bone with that flexible tip,
yeah,
and get all of the little goodies off from it.
Exactly. All right, so you have a 3.5-inch trimming paring knife, a 6-inch caping knife, an 8-inch flexible fillet boning knife, a 10-inch butcher knife, and then a come-apart shears, which you were talking about, or you call them scissors. Folding bone saw, very helpful right there, especially if you're going to split apart the pelvis instead of whacking at it. It's really easy.
I've done it both ways.
Also, when you want to separate the legs, just cut them off with that bone saw. It's really nice. And then 10-inch sharpening tool. If you know how to sharpen, if you don't know how to sharpen, take this set to somebody that knows how to properly.
Yeah, don't ruin them.
Yeah, you're going to ruin stuff so fast.
Yeah.
It's like Jimbo in a joke. He'll kill it instantly.
I do.
And then finally, a Cordura nylon roll-up knife case. And really, everything has its own little compartment. It rolls up in this little Cordura case. You Velcro it shut. It has a handle. Boom, you're done. I mean, these are so nice. And they're constructed from like a high-quality German carbon stainless steel. It has a 100% lifetime warranty, too. So let's say you are out there.
Yes.
And you break that blade, or you bend it, or you chip it. You send it in, and they'll replace it 100% free.
No.
Yeah. It's the Ushtov guarantee.
That is a Ushtov guarantee.
And the coolest part about this one we're talking about, it is the Cabela's edition.
That makes it better.
I could be wrong, but in the vein of sharpening your knives, I'm pretty sure that at any retail store, that you can go, any retail Cabela's store, I'm sorry, that you can go and they will sharpen your knives for you. So let's say at the end of the season, or let's say
before the season.
Yeah, here in the early season, we're archery seasons are opening a lot of places, that you get a deer down and you go ahead and you process everything and you want them nice and sharp for the next animal. You can just run them into your local Cabela's and they will sharpen them up for you if they need to be.
So like if you're a bonehead like me and you loan Jimbo your knives and he ruins them and they're so dull, take them to Cabela's and those beautiful people at Cabela's will sharpen them for you.
True that.
Now, is there
love those people.
Is there a limit to the freeness?
I don't know.
If I take in 50 knives, are they going to start charging me?
I'm probably going to give you a dirty look.
I would think so.
I'm going to take advantage of this deal. All right, so no.
Well, while you're there, shop around.
Shop around, buy some stuff.
Buy some stuff. Buy more knives. Say,
buy more knives.
These are sharp. Make them sharper.
Couple things you can't have enough of. Knives, guns, ammunition, and wives.
Uh-oh.
What?
What?
Anyways, the Cabela's.
I want to ask a question. What? Now, it comes in this Cordura bag, right? Uh-huh. It kind of rolls
up. Have you never seen it?
Yeah.
No, I've never seen yours. Now, the thing is, when you take it inside after you've been out working, do you actually put it in the drawer, or is it always in this little carrying?
We keep it in the case.
Keep it in the case.
Oh, do you?
Keep it all together. Yeah.
She keeps it away from me.
Well, you can use it, obviously. I mean, you can use it on anything, obviously, but it's nice to have all the sets together. When I go start putting things in different drawers at our house.
You lose things.
You lose them, you know, so you keep a set together. You know, I think a paring knife is like the ultimate tool for any kitchen. You know, you can use it on about anything. You can about hack your finger off peeling an apple, too, with this thing. I mean, it's incredible. But really,
they
from start
sharp.
To finish, the caping knife is fantastic, you know? I mean, I don't know, how many times have you guys tried to cape something and you're stepping on the cape and you're trying to rip it off as you have a knife that's dulling towards the end, you know? Having a really nice knife from start to finish or the right tools all the way through is really, really, really helpful.
Now, did you name off all of the knives in that case?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
You obviously weren't listening. One thing I do want to mention, though.
What's that?
If you're under the age of 18, you cannot purchase these. But if you're under the age of 18, you don't have enough money to probably buy these. No, actually, they're not bad price because Wusthof, those good old German boys.
They figured out a way.
Great knives. It's only, you know, this is a lot of money, but not for this big of a set. $129.99.
That's cheap.
That is actually that.
You went out in the field and had a dull knife? How much would you have paid at that point in time for a sharp knife?
My stupid pocket knife I'm carrying is $500. Yeah. I mean, a folding blade is $500.
I paid you too much.
And this whole set, I stole this one.
Yes, you did.
No, this whole set is only $129.99 at Cabela's. Now, I'm sure there's like a limited stock because once again, this is a Wusthof Cabela's brand.
Of
is
Wusthof, that like Wusthof staple? Knives,
yeah,
right?
Cabela's, Wusthof made their own Cabela's set. I think this is so cool. I really like it. 100%, we say buy, stand behind this. If you get this, you'll never want to get anything else. They're going to last you a lifetime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and actually, take all of your knives into Cabela's, have them sharpened.
Yep.
While you're there, buy this set.
Yep.
Okay. And actually, they probably have larger sets than this too, right?
I don't know.
Just go to the knife aisle at Cabela's.
I don't know. Under the Cabela's Wusthof, the Pro 8. Maybe they do. I don't know. Go check it out. We also have the Cabela's Wusthof fillet knives.
Absolutely.
As well. And I think you do too.
I do too, yeah.
Yeah, those are amazing. All right, so go to Cabela's. Go to Cabela's.com. Check out the Cabela's Wusthof Pro 8 piece butcher kit. Once again, $129. That is not much money for this 8-piece set, and it's going to last you a lifetime. You're going to be blown away with how sharp, how well it works. Check it out, Cabela's.com, right?
That's right.
All right. Go to your local store and sharpen some knives. I sleep in a tent. All right, we got to get to break. We will return
right after this.
Stay tuned for another episode of Buy or Bust on the Revolution with Jim and Trav. Brought to you by Cabela's at Cabela's.com.